soon on the road. I got some memories to grow. I'll ride on Monday. I'll ride today. Life's just a highway. I'm on my way to see some better place.
Welcome to Travelers on Fire, an adventure travel podcast that will provide you inspiring travel stories from experts around the world and helps you getting ready for your next adventure. I'm your host, Hannah Full, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this will be a bit of a different episode than you're used to, because this time Hannah and I are going to host this show together. So today we're going to talk about how to survive to be 24/7 with your lover on the road. Because we know that when you're traveling together, this can become quite intense after a while, because you spend all the time together. And we met many people who did split up after they started traveling together. But actually, the upcoming things do not only count for your partner, they can also be used if you're going to travel 24/7 with a friend or family member. So let's begin. Hannah, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
So okay, what is in your opinion one of the most important things to know when you travel with your partner?
Yeah, so for me, one of the most important points is being clear of each other's expectations. For example, the budget. I think there's nothing worse than to take off with someone who's on a small budget if you're not. And the other way around too. Before the world journey, Nadim and I, we were agreeing on having $10 a day to spend, excluding the flights. That would mean to always go after the cheapest option. That could mean camping and cooking for ourselves all the time. And if we would need a room, we would go for the cheapest one. So it's just super important to be clear about each other's budgets.
Yeah, and to be fair, this was also sometimes a bit frustrating for me because I just tend to spend a bit more on things than Hannah, as she's one of the most minimalistic persons I know. So for most of the things we bought, we did split everything 50-50, but when we were going out for dinner or something, we just calculated what I did spend more and evened it out afterwards. And this in the end worked pretty well for us.
Yeah, so I think another point is you have to agree on what kind of holiday you want. Because you have to agree, do you want an adventure or do you want to recover from your stressful job in a nice and comfy hotel? So in case you're different or you have different expectations, then you need to compromise. You could, for example, say, okay, we're going to go 1 week to a hotel and 1 week of adventure. But figure it out before you leave. And especially in big groups, you need to plan. There's nothing more annoying than going traveling with a big group without a plan. And you have to sit there every morning and decide what to do. That takes hours.
And also, when you're traveling together with a big group, this can be super nice for a while, but I believe it's very important that you also know when the travels together will more or less end. Because you know, it will often happen that you meet people in hostels or just on the road, and then you decide to travel together for a bit. But it's very normal that after a while you might want to go your own way again. And then it's just important that you're clear and honest to each other to avoid awkward situations. Because traveling big numbers is just more exhausting than traveling solo or with just one or two friends. So, for example, I travel quite a bit on my own, but sometimes I really enjoy it to travel with a group for a couple days. But after that, I usually go my own way again, and I usually mention this a bit in advance, so we know what to expect from each other. Alright, so another piece of advice is that we believe communication is key when you're traveling together. This one I had to teach Hannah a bit, since I'm quite honest and straight to the point, while she is just a bit more cautious and tries to avoid conflicts. So yeah, we learned that we straight away mention something to each other when something is bothering us. And overall, we mostly accept the feedback or try to find a compromise. But this isn't always easy and often results into a discussion. But in the end, we always work it out. And of course, this one counts for relationships in general. But when you're 24/7 together, it does count even more. Yeah, Hannah, I think I taught you this one pretty well by now, right?
Oh yeah, I think I became pretty good at giving feedback if something is bothering me. But I had real difficulties with being so honest in the beginning because I just wasn't used to this. In my former relationships, I never really had fights or discussions and I thought it's a good sign. But now I know how much a relationship can grow if you're just honest with each other and open for feedback. And of course, nobody likes critique or to change some habits, but if you're on the road with someone 24/7, it is so important. Because when traveling, It can be very small things that are bothering you as you're spending all that time together. But if it sums up and you never tell these things to each other, then one day you're gonna explode and maybe even break up.
Yeah, okay, that's of course the worst consequence, but it can definitely happen. We spoke to a lot of people on our bike journey that knew someone who broke up when they started to travel together on a bicycle. So in a way, to travel together is also the greatest test for your relationship. And since nobody's perfect, you will always have certain habits of your lover that you not like. It's just important that you both can deal with them and that you do not let it destroy your relationship. For example, I was quite annoyed that Hannah always did put her stuff all over the place. And when we needed something, she just couldn't remember anymore where she did put it. Really annoying after some point. So we did come up with a structure how she would pack her bicycle bags so we always could find the things quickly if we needed them.
Oh yeah. And for me, the most annoying thing about Nadim was that he needs very little sleep and loves it to go to bed early and wake up with the sunrise at like 6:30. But I really need my 8 hours of sleep, especially after a whole crazy cycling day. So in the beginning, he would always just wake me up super early and I hated it so much. So what we did, we agreed always before sleep when we would wake up and Nadim just had to keep himself busy alone until he was allowed to wake me up.
Yeah, that was quite funny because sometimes I did wake up at 6 and then I was just reading until 7 until I could finally wake Hannah up. So yeah, it definitely worked out in the end. Alright, let's move on to the next one. We already kind of said it earlier, but if you want to survive and have the best time traveling together, you have to be willing to compromise. Because you know, you're still two individuals with two individual minds and needs, so it's impossible that you every day want to do the same thing at the same time. Well, for us it was easy because we liked to cycle every day. However, we also had to rest, and sometimes we wanted to stay a bit longer at certain places, so we every day had to compromise to a certain extent. And here it's important that you're not too needy and adapt according to each other. Because if one is always adapting to the other, we believe that's not very healthy in a relationship and eventually will bring up quite some issues. So for example, what we used to compromise was that we came up with the idea of luxury credit. This meant that each of us had 3 chances on the trip, for example, to stay in a low budget hotel together instead of wild camping, while the other one could actually handle another night in the wild. Or use this chance to eat out instead of cooking together.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think these luxury credits were definitely a good idea on our low budget adventure. But what I think is also super important is to keep calm in uncomfortable situations. There are happening unexpected things and they are out of your control. And they are no one's fault, so don't blame your partner. For example, we've been in Croatia and we were cycling there and we saw already in the distance that a massive storm was coming up. So we were out in the fields, there was nowhere to hide, and we agreed that we very quickly would have to find a place to pitch our tent and hide in it. But we couldn't go in the open field because the lightning always hits the highest point, and also not into the forest because I'm always afraid that one of the trees gets hit by the lightning and the tree would fall on us. So we thought maybe next to the forest is a good idea. I still don't know if it was a good idea. But one thing was clear, the storm was coming and we quickly had to pitch our tent. So it was coming closer and closer and we raced towards the forest and pitched the tent in less than a minute. And during pitching the tent, the wind suddenly blew over the fields towards us like a crazy, crazy thunderstorm. And the tent was smashed and I really didn't think that we could still enter. Everything was so hectic, but Nadim somehow made it to open the tent and we crawled into it. And it was almost ripping apart, but we were holding the tent from the inside with our hands and hoped it wouldn't rip because the rain had started and it rained like it was going to be the end of the world. Then the rain came into the tent, we were sitting in the water on our sleeping bags that were wet and we hadn't eaten. This could have been the perfect time to be grumpy and to start blaming each other for this horrible situation. It was really terrible. But instead, we were just sitting next to each other in our pitch black tent, wet, tired, hungry, afraid to die, while we were waiting until the storm passed. Unfortunately, it lasted almost the whole night and we barely slept. And to top it off, we had to push our bikes the next day for a few kilometers through the deep mud because we were far off the main road. So yeah, we definitely had better days, but it's all part of the adventure. And in situations like this, it is just really important to stay calm and to realize that it is not the fault of your travel partner.
Oh yeah, that was a pretty scary night. And yeah, definitely an unforgettable one. So yeah, actually we had quite a few of these pretty scary and uncomfortable situations, but we will make a separate episode out of them. Okay, then last but least, you know guys, you will every now and then get into a fight with your partner, or you will every now and then get into a tough discussion, but please, please learn from your fights, because then the fight is at least worth it.
Yeah, for us, for example, the number one reason for fights was being hungry, I guess. I don't know about you, but I can get really angry when I'm hungry and Nadim the same. For example, when we've been in the middle of Cambodia, we were both so annoyed because we were in the middle of nowhere, it was 40 degrees and we were hungry as hell and we didn't have any food. But we haven't been passing any villages for a long, long time. So Nadim blamed me for not wanting to eat at the last place and I blamed him for not pushing through when we could have eaten. So at some point we were just realizing that we're just fighting because we were so hungry. So we decided that we would always have to carry an emergency snack. So always when someone got angry because he was hungry, the other one gets out the emergency snack and it would always help for at least a bit. Yeah, so that helped very well during the trip.
Whoa, guys, that was it already. So yeah, we now summarized quite some tips and we hope you enjoyed listening to the show. And of course, we hope that you can maybe use some of these tips on your next adventure with your partner or just with anyone.
Yeah, and thanks to the people that gave us some feedback already, because this episode, for example, is the first one we were recording together, because that was also the idea of one of our listeners. So tell us what you think. Any feedback is welcome. And also, if you have any other questions, please let us know.
Just a highway.